Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. On each show, we take a magic wish and try to come up with the perfect ironic cost. The idea is that knowing the wish's cost, it'd be a tough call whether you take that wish or not. Previously, we had, you get to be an Avenger from the Marvel Universe, but you have a toxic fan base that you keep accidentally encouraging by misspeaking. We went back and forth a lot on the episode and might have overcorrected. Final score, 70% reject on Twitter, 85% reject on Facebook. This week's wish I stumbled across on Twitter. I wish everybody was queer. I sit down with Johanna Sharman and Trevor Campbell to discuss what this means beyond an increase in rainbow-themed decorating. Well, welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. Joining me this time, we have Johanna Sharman.
Hello.
And Trevor Campbell.
Hi.
And the wish we are breaking down this time is, I wish everybody was queer. I have invited people on to the podcast who are much more qualified to talk about this topic than I am. So if you could get us started by telling us, I guess it's weird to say the word qualifications, but just because I have none, what are your thoughts on this wish and what are your qualifications to speak about them?
Well, I am a certified queer. I actually very recently got a script that cast me as sad femme queer. And I was like, yeah, that every part of that feels right. Okay.
A bit too
exactly
seen.
Where I'm at in my life.
Oh, and yeah, so me also, my qualification is, I guess, I've gone to at least second base with people of my gender, which makes me feel, I mean, I have to leave something to the imagination. I will give you references if you would like, but yes, I'm a queer person. We're fine here.
Also, up. We'll trust you on this, I think.
Also, thank you for that. Also, I have a podcast called You Made Me Queer, so queer is a word I say a lot, and it's like a bit of a dog whistle for me. So I'm excited to keep saying it.
Well, yeah, so I know it is a word that is sometimes accepted, and then sometimes people feel less good about. This is the phrasing of the wish as I found it, which I think I just found it, someone saying that on Twitter or something, and decided to add it to my list of possible wishes. I guess what would be the definition? It's a bit of a nebulous term. What is the definition of queer so that we know what this wish is doing to people?
Webster's Dictionary defines. Oh. No, I'm kidding. Johanna, do you want to jump in?
I was so ready for you to take that. I was like, yes, he came prepared.
Oh, I can do. I mean, if you want, I was just trying to.
It's all good. I don't know. I'm a terrible spokesperson for the community, apparently. I guess I don't know. I just, queer is anything not heteronormative to me. Okay. Anyway. That's what I think of.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think queer as in sort of within sort of the LGBTQIA plus acronym umbrella is, yeah, as Johanna said, anything that is not sort of the heteronormative, like gender identity or orientation. But also I like queer and I identify as queer for two reasons. One, I like that it's just sort of like weird. It's different. Like that's the extent of the story. And two, you have to talk to people, individual people about it to find out what it means. So me saying I'm queer might be completely different from someone else saying they're queer. And certainly people in the LGBTQIA plus, it's such already just like that. It's such a long acronym, but I'll keep trying. The LGBTQIA plus community, some people don't like queer, and that is totally cool and their prerogative. I like it.
I do think the community needs more things that start with vowels, just so that it could be rearranged into something that can, the acronym could be turned into a word that can be pronounced.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Instead of listed, it just save everyone a lot of time. But I think, yeah, there's just A right now is the only vowel, which is
so I. Know. I mean,
Oh, I?
Yeah.
There's an I. Yeah. Yep, and within the plus, there's some other vowels. Yeah. It does take a lot of breath work, but that is something queer people are known for.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
but
yeah,
I agree with you. Yeah.
Maybe we're getting there. Maybe eventually the letters will be rearranged in such a way as to be a single pronounceable word. And
or, I mean, if the plus, I mean, listen, I stopped math after grade 10, but if the plus isn't like a variable, why not just say plus? Cut all the letters.
Well, plus isn't a variable. I did do math. Plus is not a variable.
How dare you?
Okay, well, what is operator. It? It's an operator.
Okay, it's an operator. So then there you go. If you're the doctor, tell me how it works, Maddox.
Call them operators? That's not a bad...
I mean, that sounds like a secret agent situation, and I'm turned on.
Yeah, I think that's a positive way to go about it. okay, so if we are going back to the wish then, the wish is prescribing then, I wish everybody was queer. I think we'd take that definition to be that basically there aren't any cis straight people anymore. It's just the other way to phrase that.
Sure.
By whatever mechanism. So I guess, yeah, we just say that for whatever reason, when this wish takes place, it affects the whole world. And suddenly there is no one who is cis and straight. I don't think this should be a murder scenario where anyone is killed or deleted from the universe. This is not the blip from Marvel, but more of just everyone is changed and going forward, this applies to them. Does that make sense to everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Also, the first thing I would say then is then all queer people would salute one another because our goal would be accomplished.
Right.
Because that's why we're here.
I mean, Fox News has been yelling the gay agenda for how long? And it was under their nose the entire time.
You just need to find a magic genie. It's that simple, guys.
Yeah. We did it. Yeah. So that's good. So after the parties die down, then you're saying, okay.
What are the implications, I guess? Yeah, play out that scenario for me. Just let's say no cost yet. What are the sort of unforeseen implications of just everyone is suddenly queer overnight?
Well, okay, while you're thinking, Shohana, I'll jump in. Since we're talking about Fox News, you know, sort of the big fear that if queer people were everywhere and we roamed the earth, then the human race would die out because people would stop procreating, which is not true because there would still, you know, be bisexual people, or there's a lot of configurations where a baby still comes out 9 months later. So that would not be a consequence.
I think if you were worried about the future of humanity, people could power through, right? Like, stop the extinction of the human race.
That's
people
right.
Could be like, all right.
That's right. Just get a clear mental image of like, what's his name? George Michael or something, and just like go for it.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, whoever, I assume George Michael is someone everyone is attracted to. But.
Everyone just has a little paper mask of who they're interested in. They bring it for that one day when they have to. Like when you that Hugh Jackman mask that Ryan Reynolds had under his Deadpool mask.
There you go.
It's like that. You just have that there ready for if you need it.
It's perfect.
I love that Trevor's explanation of this world is so much more elevated than mine, because my first thought was, oh, if everyone was queer, we would have so many more people with opinions on Drag Race. And I just could not. I can't take any more opinions on Drag Race, guys. It's fine. It's a good show. Let's leave it alone. Let's just watch it and enjoy it and not overanalyze. I mean, no, let's keep analyzing it. But oh God, if every single human walking this earth had an opinion, I would die.
I don't think there was a deficiency. I don't think that was one of the things we need to recover.
Yeah, but I love that Trevor's was like, well, Fox News would say this. And I was like, no, like we need to think about Drag Race. Like what would happen to the show if this was real?
Well, I guess Fox News.
I guess its numbers would go
that's
up.
And Fox News would be run by all queer people, which would be confusing. But it would just be like beige hot takes on the Lip Sync for Your Life. Is that what you're saying? Oh,
yeah.
God damn it.
They would always want to kick out the campy queens. You know, it would be all about the look queens. Like everyone would just, oh man, no, I can't.
Okay. Yeah. Perhaps this is a dangerous question, but I will ask it. So do you think the people who are converts, people who have changed via this wish, do you think they will immediately or quickly get into queer culture, or do you think because I think it's something innately appeals to it, or do you think they'll be otherwise the same? Like, will they start watching Drag Race? Will the numbers actually jump because of this, or will people resist those urges still?
Well, I want to say, I think, as to Shohana's point, I think the queer community, whatever that is in danger of losing Drag Race to the mainstream already.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll let them have it. Wait, like, I'm already making this us versus them, Shohana and Max.
I know.
But the idea of this, the whole, I think the person who made this wish was saying, I want everyone in, right? Like, it's an inclusive wish.
Okay.
It's, I want everybody to queer. It's not saying, like, they didn't phrase it in the, I want to get rid of all straight people. They included it in the, I want everyone in my camp. I just want us all to be in this together.
Okay.
So, I mean, maybe there can then be, like, a double Drag Race that's, like, for the people who are even more into it, that's less mainstream, like whatever a double Drag Race would be.
That's still a duality though, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's more of like there's deepness as opposed to like us versus them. It's more of like, but if this is too much for you, you don't have to get the uncut Drag Race. There's the mainstream.
I think, okay, I hear you. I think what you're saying is that the converts will not watch Untucked is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. First, Maddox, are you familiar with the Untucked Drag Race?
No, I'm not. Okay. So I think that's fair. Like, I wouldn't even know what channel to flip
to. So you're projecting when you're like, the people who are converted, whoever they abstractly are, will have to discover Drag Race. This is about you. This is,
I guess, I am speaking on their behalf. Yeah, okay. I guess that's where I'm here, is I'm speaking on behalf of the people who are converted and wondering what this will do to me. And assuming that I wouldn't change too much otherwise, I guess?
Yeah, I guess it would just be identity and orientation. So the first thing I'll say is that folks like you, Shohana and I, you know, I assume we'll be part of some sort of team. We'll sit you down. We'll get you through seasons 1 to 13. You can skip Australia. You have to watch Thailand.
So this is still like a trainee process. I still have to go through this. Like, it'll be seen as necessary.
It's a rite of passage.
Especially if you want to weigh in on the future lip syncs, Maddox. What do you want?
I don't know.
Do you want to have an opinion when Fox News tries to shove their perspective down your throat or not?
Yeah, I guess I want to have opinions. Yeah, I want to know things.
I mean, when we're all gathered around the big queer coffee machine, I assume we'll still have offices. We'll be much more efficient, that's for sure. But when we're all gathered around
offices, go. What would replace offices? What's the queer office?
I mean, what is the queer office?
It's the buddy's back room.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
right. It's that round lunch table with all the pride posters around it.
That's where we're all going to work. We'll have to work in shifts and some of us will be remote.
The single back room of a single theater / bar. Okay.
That's right.
We'll be tight.
That's what we're going to make it work. And really any patio between June and August.
Okay, yeah. So that'll free up some space then.
Yeah. I mean, we're getting narrow too. Are we keeping it international? Do people all have to move to Toronto?
Oh, I mean, the patios, there's everywhere. Maybe a bunch of franchises of buddies will pick up worldwide.
That's right. Okay, so now we're on to something. So all franchises will collapse, except for Buddies, which, if you're listening from outside of Toronto, is a very specific sort of theater. Well, Shauna knows Buddy. She's worked there. It's a sort of theater community space for queer people. So it will be the only franchise and it will be licensed out worldwide.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty big change, but I guess it's mandatory. I guess it's another consequence of this wish.
But they'll also do that like BTS chicken nugget meal. So there's going to be food too.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
What is the BTS chicken nugget meal?
BTS is a, are they J-pop or K-pop? I forget.
K-pop.
I believe.
Okay, yes.
They have chicken nuggets?
They partnered with McDonald's.
Oh!
Apparently very popular.
Yeah, in the weakest reach, it's just two dipping sauces.
Okay.
And they're like, it's BTS, y'all? I'm like, I don't know. Anyway, that's coming up.
Okay.
We have to make hard calls.
That's fair. Yeah,
that's one.
All right, I think it is time now for us to try to come up with some costs for this wish. So you've gotten your agenda is complete. You've checked off your list. You've had your celebration.
So
But what is the cost to this? There is a unforeseen. Well, I guess it's foreseeable. The genie is going to offer you a balanced ironic cost for this. What do you guys think that cost might be?
I think I've got one, but I don't want to go first.
Oh, no, I don't want to go first.
All right, if you just don't want to go first, I can try pitching mine.
Look at okay. Take it away.
All right, so my pitch is that, yes, everybody is queer, and there are so many identities that fall under that. It's basically just there won't be any cis straight people anymore. But all the existing queer people, too, will also have their identity shuffled randomly. Oh, so it's not just that straight people become queer. All queer people become other queers as well.
Oh.
And you have no idea what random identity will land on you when this snapping takes place.
That's a big cost. That's not balanced, I would argue.
You don't think this is balanced? I mean, you're asking basically the same thing of yourselves as you're expecting of others for this, aren't you? Kind of.
I think it's pretty exciting, actually.
Okay.
Shohana's not down. Like, what if, like, yeah, because I mean, I'm someone who, like, identifies queer, but I'm pretty much in the, like, gay camp. So if I get shuffled, then there's a chance I'm going to have a way wider dating pool.
Interesting. I think the reason I was hesitant is because I am currently in the bi camp.
Yes, you are right. Kind of winning.
And if I get shuffled, my dating pool shrinks a little bit. Not a little bit, a lot.
Yeah.
So
we're both being selfish and slutty.
Which is the gay agenda? I'm just kidding. That's right. Not the gay agenda.
Selfish and slutty. If you have one takeaway, it's true. Especially post pandemic.
Oh man. Yeah.
Okay.
Like the danger is like I think every identity requires some exploration and discovery to like become comfortable with.
Yeah.
So all the work you've done becoming comfortable with your current identity, you have to sort of do for a new one. But again, yeah, it might be one you like.
There's just going to be a lot of really awkward sex for a while.
I mean,
like first
time. That's not a change for me again. That's
listen. So what's the difference?
Yeah. So.
Okay, so I'll go, I guess I'll, should I go with my cost?
Please, yeah.
My cost, if anyone who has ever been on internet dating app or a website knows, it's already a complete garbage pile tire fire of just like catfishing and fake photos or just like people flaking out. And if the only saving grace we have is we're not all trying to date one another. But if everyone was queer, the pool would be so big, it would just be a complete nightmare.
That's a good point.
But that seems more of a consequence than a cost, right? That's just like, even if there's no like ironic concept, that's just like a consequence of everyone suddenly being in the pools. But I guess they wouldn't still be in the same pool.
Well, maybe that would be part of our, listen, we only have buddies, which also serves the BTS McNugget. So maybe the ironic cost is we all have to, it's like everyone has an iPhone or whatever. There's one monolithic dating app we have to use for everyone.
The way you'd have to do it to make, I think yours to work is that, you're no longer allowed to sort dating apps by interest. Like that just feature can't be added to dating apps anymore.
Yes.
You get everyone, regardless of what you're interested in.
100%. That's it.
Oh, okay.
And maybe we get match made after, I don't know. You can talk.
I feel like it would have to apply to not just dating apps, but like dating services and even your, like you couldn't convince your friends to know that you had an interest anymore. Like if they're trying to set
you
up with someone,
you're right.
They would still pitch whoever, regardless of what your sexuality puts you interested in.
Yeah. You're just like, oh, I want to date someone. You got to go on whatever, selfishandslutty.com, which is what we're calling it. And that is it.
Selfishandslutty.org, but...
Ayo!
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's a
government sponsored or not-for-profit?
That's right.
I think there's something interesting in that because I think there would be a positive effect to that as well as a negative effect. Negative effect is, the sorting is already so bad, it's getting worse.
Yeah.
The positive effect is, I think, maybe that's something that only purely straight people can see too, is that I don't they seem like they're talking past each other on apps when you only see like female profiles and when, and I, what I've heard from women about only seeing male profiles is that they're very much talking past each other about what they're posting on their profile to try to appeal to each other.
Ooh. Like, what do you mean?
How do you mean that?
It's hard to,
by the way, Maddox is projecting like, again. He's about to describe his own dating profile, but go on.
I might be. I'm
so excited.
But like you hear like, oh, like, women will complain like men always have a picture posing with a fish, right?
Oh,
and,
I get
and
it.
It's really frustrating. It's like, why do they think I want to see that? Or posing with a car, why do they think I want to see that? And on, from my perspective, it's too, it's like, you know, they always have a picture with them and a lot of their friends, and I can't tell which is the person who has the profile.
That's so you're the one you have a problem with?
Or like, women on profiles have like weirdly aggressive height restrictions sometimes. Not all of them, but like, there's a lot of be like, I won't date anyone under 6 feet, which as someone who's 5'11 is very frustrating.
And what a niche. Yeah. Okay. So you're saying because you're searching for women, you're not seeing other guys' profiles. Therefore, you don't know what they're posting and how not to do the, how hold the fish or whatever it is you're doing.
I don't see what I'm competing against, I guess. Yes. And I also don't see what must be frustrating to them. So maybe I'll continue making mistakes that I think, oh, I think I'm being cute and clever, but it's like everybody does that. And it's the most annoying and it's the worst.
Just another man with a raw salmon in his hands.
Right. And so if we're all seeing everything, both things we're interested in or not, we're at least more empathetic to the world because we see what everyone else is dealing with too.
Maddox, you would think that, but I challenge you to spend even 5 minutes on any queer dating app and you will see that empathy is not present.
Okay.
Yeah. Empathy has left the building a long time ago.
Long time ago, okay. Yeah.
But I like that idea. In the new world, anything's possible.
That was maybe me being hopeful.
Yeah, yeah. Who knows? Everything will change.
It's really interesting because it kind of ties to my ironic cost, which I don't know if mine really even counts as a cost, but I'll say it because I'm allowed to. I think for me, the biggest ironic cost is like if everyone is queer, nothing is queer. And that is like not that nothing is queer anymore, but it takes away from – I don't know, that like special magical queer community, because it's an idea of inclusion, but at the same time, it kind of feels like it's too open.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's a sense of sort of shared experience.
It's when you like a band that's small and then it gets famous and it feels not as cool to like the band anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is a bit under the sort of like consequence then. More than cost, but I feel like we can find a way to make that also.
We both failed the assignment.
Well, no, I mean, you both inspired me to. I got a little more experience than wishes. I just tweak it a little bit.
No, I love it. There. Please.
I mean, I think there still would be some of that identifying with a smaller group within the subsets of queer, right? And if everyone's queer, then normally we would expect those subgroups would suddenly become more insular because they'd have the capacity to then be subgroups within it. But maybe your cost is that they can't, like you can't, there's some sort of rule that you can't form a club that would just be for some subset of queer.
Oh no, I think what I was saying, and I don't know if it's, I don't want to bum anyone out. I think what I'm thinking is like, if we create this world where no one is queer, everyone is queer, so in a way, no one is queer. Then we look at the subgroups of like, you know, gay, lesbian, et cetera, et cetera. Then those groups finding more reasons to identify more tightly, it actually is creating a more siloed world than what we currently have. Because right now we have the queer community together, even though there are silos inside. The queer community together is like, no, we are here,
right?
Versus creating this new reality. And this is why I was saying, like, let me not bum anyone out, but think about it. We're actually creating a more siloed world.
There are more silos, but each individual silo would be bigger because you'd absorb all the formerly straight people.
But it's not like, does the size matter?
I don't know.
Also, because we started this with identifying queer as different, also the very nature of the label would lose its meaning. So that would not exist. So yeah, to continue being queer, well, I just fell into a philosophical wormhole. But you'd have to keep like refracting. How would that work?
Yeah, what would it mean? What would it mean to be queer if everyone was queer?
The word would lose meaning.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah.
I don't think that would like turn into a paradox where like the wish turns off and then it turns back on constantly.
Okay.
I think the genie can get past that.
Okay.
All right.
And tell me more like, about this genie. Will the genie become queer too? And is the genie single?
Let's go with yes and yes.
Yeah. Ayo. Okay.
Are you into men with gaseous bottoms?
I mean, he does have great hair.
The genie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we talking about Disney's Aladdin genie?
I was going for that type of genie, at least.
He has a ponytail, right?
Yeah, and a rock
like
and bod.
Knot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, please. Strong bod. But again,
funny
no bottoms.
Hell, no bottoms. I mean, listen.
It's like the mermaid thing, right? Like
this is becoming a different kind of podcast in a second. So let's be careful. But yeah, so yeah, I mean, that's a good question because I also know what Chauhan is saying, wherein within the queer community, I mean, the word you use to describe yourself can be a real point of pride, mm-hmm. and a way to understand your identity vis-a-vis other people. So I feel like what Johanna is saying is true, that even if we didn't silo, I don't know, queer wise or whatever, you know, gender, sexuality, we would maybe cling more to other differences, like where we're from or like some kind of like economic caste or like something. You know, humans, we find some way to screw it up every time.
Yeah.
We always try to fit in smaller groups. That's true.
Yeah. And I think the reason I thought of this ironic cost is maybe I probably definitely have some bias because as a bi person, I often feel like I'm kind of, you know, walking the line of, fitting in with the straights versus fitting in with queer community. Like there is bi erasure is a very real thing. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why I was thinking about like, I don't know, the reinforcement of the silos worries me a little bit. Again, not here to bum anyone out. This right. Queer utopia sounds wonderful. Just would like to caution that.
I'm going to ask a question through analogy.
Okay.
Just to help try to understand what you're saying there. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that in sort of the like identifying with straight and with gay people, do you feel that as more of a I can pass among them or I have dual citizenship?
Ooh, that is a loaded question.
Yeah. How do you I'm not saying what it is. I'm saying how do you feel it, I guess?
I really don't know how to answer that. And it's actually something I've thought about a lot as I was coming to terms with my sexuality. I don't know. I think it's like I'm in a different country. There's no dual citizenship.
Okay.
I'm in my own country. Bi is its own country. And that's the problem is often it gets labeled as like being in between two things, which is not what it is at all. It's its own thing. But that is often not how it's portrayed. So.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing too I want to say is like I don't know if we're supposed to love this wish, but I wouldn't want this wish.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Same.
Yeah. Okay.
For that, obvious reasons. Like I said, the silos, there'd be problems.
And also, I saw this on a reality show once where someone, a straight person asked a queer person like, oh, wouldn't, this is really dating me. This is real world New Orleans in 2000 when I was in high school. Anyway, someone, a Mormon asked a gay person, this sounds like a bad joke, would you want to go to university if only gay people went there? And they were like, oh my God, no, that would be so boring. And I agree. I like variety in all forms. Even if, you know, people haven't latched onto the wonder that is Drag Race, I still respect our differences and our lifestyle. Not choices, but paths.
Okay. I mean, that makes the game of the podcast a little harder. If you don't want the wish, it's harder to break it, right?
Yeah.
So I'll ask, how would you tweak the wish without the cost to try to make it more appealing? You've still got genie powers. Hmm. He's got an interest in you, so he's willing to change the wish a little. How would you rephrase it or add caveats to it to make not something you're scared of?
I don't know, Shohana, what do you think? But if it was like, maybe I'm just thinking of a different definition of this or the way we've come to it, but maybe it's if everyone could potentially be attracted to anyone.
Yeah. I wish everyone was pansexual. That's my dream.
Okay. There you go. Okay.
I think that still fits within the spirit. Yeah.
Yeah. I think so too. Okay. And so my ironic cost, my consequence, which you transferred into a cost, still holds, which is dating websites would become trash. So we would have, what was it called? Selfishandslutty.org. Right. .edu.
.net.gov.edu.
It's all the domains.
That's right.
Yeah, it's still full. I think we'd have to add this. We'd have to add other things you can't search for. Like, yeah, there's no refining of the search at all for any sort of dating. You can't tell people what you're into. And until you're on the first date, at least, right?
100%. Until, yeah. And it's almost like Sorting Hattie, too, where it's like, maybe you just go, it's like a big slot machine where you just get to pull the handle and then this is who you got to go on a date with.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's it. Yeah. All dating services now have no sorting. You just have to go on a date with someone.
That's right. Yeah. It's just assigned.
But the perk side is that you will be able to be attracted to them, even if they aren't specifically your thing.
Yeah.
All right. I think that works as a trade-off. I think mine doesn't work anymore because, yeah, everyone's pansexual doesn't mean you scramble what you're into.
Right.
Yeah, and I think also the scrambling idea, as Trevor mentioned, would leave at least 6 months of just, like, very awkward sex.
Totally.
Which doesn't sound like utopia to me.
Yeah.
No, but like 6 months is not forever. We figure it out. Sometimes it's exciting to try new things.
That's right.
You guys were talking about Friday. That was your whole thing.
That's right. Yeah, at least you're guaranteed a date by this machine. You're going on a date. Whether you like them or not. Yeah. Right, I mean, so yeah, okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm just saying the cost that I came up with doesn't work anymore. So now I got to think of something like real quick because we're running out of time. And I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. Rainbows aren't a thing anymore. Things aren't colorful.
Maybe, yeah. It's so, that would become a hit. Wait, no. I'm getting near like math and science again. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. This is my new thing. Aesthetically, things cannot be more than one color. Would be my new cost.
It's like reverse Pleasantville. Did I date myself again? Do you know this movie?
I know of Pleasantville, but that's like, I'm not saying like monotone.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, I'm basically attacking the concept of rainbows because it's a symbol and I'm spinning here because like my clever idea went away.
Yeah. No, it's real good. It's real good.
But yeah, so like you guys were talking about like variety is good and a lot of like the rainbow is a symbol because it's variety and it's exuberant. And I'm saying now it's only solids. Like, you can have purple, you can have pink, but like on a single garment of or a single building, all those things can only be painted one color at a time.
So you're just getting rid of like all of the queer flags then?
I mean, all flags would have to be single color, which would be tricky for like the UN too, because they just have to find enough different colors for flags.
I feel like we're also moving in a direction, and correct me if I'm wrong, at its best, a cult. And at its worst, like, because like garments are one color. This is very like wild, wild country, sort of like Jonestown situation. So I guess who's the one with Marshall Applewhite? Heaven's Gate. Okay. Anyway, so we're in these single color robes. We're potentially aesthetic. Having sex with anyone.
Sure.
There are no flags. So countries have been abolished, at least.
They have
visually.
Flags, they're just they're all single color flags. Like you can sort them by the hex code of the color.
Oh my God. So it's like they're both teal, but is this Grenada or is this Peru? Which kind of get the Pantone swatch book out?
I guess Canada's would just turn pink, right? Like
That's right. You blend the colors.
Oh, Trevor, what you said about at its best as cult is very close to what I was thinking because Maddox, when you said only one color things, my mind immediately went to North Korea for some reason, which I think would be at its worst. So
I'm saying the whole society doesn't have to change. I'm just saying aesthetically.
We're getting political.
But listen, the rainbow, you're taking away a lot there. So
and all the colors can be there. They just have to be on different people wearing different outfits.
But then could we not just get really good at the sequencing?
Yeah, people standing together and stuff, I guess.
Yeah. Like flags in a row or buildings in a row.
Oh, yeah. Sequencing. I thought you meant like
sequence.
Like, you're not into some sequence.
I mean, listen, if you didn't believe Shohana was queer, there you go.
I was like, yeah, let's do some sequined flags. That sounds fun.
Amazing. Yeah, all right. We could still make it work.
I'll let anyone else disagree with me here, but I think after all the jumbling we've done with the cost, I think the only cost that still makes sense to the wish is Trevor's, right? That you can no longer sort your dating by any criteria.
I don't know. I think we're still going to silo, like Shohana said, or that because if we're all potentially attracted to anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still going to be, we're going to still find ways to fight about stuff.
I mean, oh, for sure. People will find something. I think it's still progress that there's less things to fight about, even though we will still fight about everything. We'll fight over our favorite drinks. We'll fight over our favorite sports teams. We'll fight over what single color of clothing we're deciding to wear.
Cult.
Oh, picked the wrong one. Cult. Mauve, come on.
Y'all like Kool-Aid? Anyone thirsty?
What drink are we fighting over? It's Kool-Aid.
It's always Kool-Aid.
And what's the best flavor Kool-Aid?
That's right.
Know.
It's the BTS meal. You only get Kool-Aid with it.
Kool-Aid. Chicken McNuggets.
That's right.
So I guess let's pitch this out to just the people present to start with. Would you take Trevor's wish with his cost? So everyone becomes pansexual. Sexuality is no longer the criteria for turning anyone down. But you cannot sort on any sort of dating site or service by any criteria, gender, any of the things that they normally let you sort by, like whether they smoke or not, whether they try drugs. you just gotta see who they are and try your best. Is this wish worth taking? Trevor, it's yours. Let's go to you first.
No, it's trash.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, sure. Sorry. Okay. I know. I went to like a visceral place there. If we're specifically just talking about that notion of online dating, having less agency, no. Also, it sounds like you have to get sorted, possibly. So you can't just be like, you know what? I'm cool with knitting and watching seasons 1 to 4 of Lost.
I mean, we're not saying you have to marry the person. You just have to like go on the first date or like at least start chatting with them maybe before you can X them out based on their personality.
Oh, we're just saying, well,
you can't pre-sort it.
So, okay, yeah, maybe, yeah, no,
you
I'll,
can still like
it.
Start the chat or whatever. You just can't pre-sort all the things. You still have to go through the flipping and reading the profiles.
Then 100% I'm on board. Let's do it tonight.
Okay. Shohana?
Yeah, I think I'm in. It sounds, I think that sounds good, if I'm understanding it correctly.
Yeah. I think I like it too, so I don't think it's quite balanced. So we have to like just dial the nudge a little bit. So what if you do have to go on the first date can sort? Just one day. You don't have to marry them, but like if you go on a dating app, you're like, I'm trying out a dating app. It won't sort them by any means, but you just have to go and like meet them at a coffee shop or something. That's how dating works.
Do you have to go? Sorry, go ahead.
My entire 20s has just been a series of bad first dates. So I see no problem with this.
Okay.
This sounds more than fine.
Also, not to be a perv, but do you have to do anything?
No.
On the first date?
I'm just saying you have to go and you have to just go and say hi, I guess. You have to
How else
make
do you
the
show
time.
Them you like them? I'm just kidding. then that to me seems easy because I feel like I'm already kind of doing that now. I'll be like, yeah, I'll go for a coffee with anyone.
Yeah. Especially in this new virtual setting where a lot of first dates are happening over FaceTime, or they were for a while. Like, yeah. I'll FaceTime with anyone.
But if you got a face mash a bit, then I feel like that that raises the stakes.
Ooh. Gotta see if you make ugly babies.
You gotta do one kiss, I guess? Is that what you're saying?
Just
like you're not allowed to turn someone down without giving them one kiss on the lips. If you go on the first date, you gotta give them one kiss on the lips, then you can never see him again, but you gotta give them one kiss on the lips.
Yeah, and it can't be like a big, like puckered little like cartoon peck. You gotta spend some time.
I'm not gonna make people give tongue, but like
I mean yeah, I think I would still probably, well, I guess I'd be into that potentially. So okay. Maybe.
I would say no at that point. I don't.
This also sounds like a COVID nightmare.
Yeah. I don't.
You have to kiss everyone you meet.
Yeah. I was already on the fence just because like, I don't want to make time for people that like, you know, I meet them and then I meet like, oh no, this is not.
Yeah.
I can normally tell pretty fast like, no, this ain't gonna vibe.
Yeah.
So I don't want to even make the time to go and try to find a good coffee shop.
But that, okay, are you judging that based on their online app or in person?
I'm basing it on the fact that, like, I'm not going to say I don't like people, but I don't like all people. And I can only tell pretty fast that I'm like, oh, I'm not going to vibe with you. Like, you're not my ilk, right? Like
Shohana, so did you hear the way that Maddox's voice dropped as soon as this conversation started? And you could tell he wasn't vibing with either of us. Damn it. Why'd I book these two? Jokers.
I'm just saying, if I could not end this podcast without kissing you both on the lips, I would find that a little awkward.
Are you pitching this podcast to people as a date?
Oh my god, that's what it's becoming.
That's what you just said.
Also, in this new world, any of your guests could potentially cross date one another.
Ooh.
If you guys are interested, go ahead. I'm not going to stop.
Trouble. Wait, that's my other question. Because, you know, queer folks get up to all sorts of madness. Do we have to stay? Is this a monogamous situation?
Oh,
like
yeah.
One and one?
That's the biggest cost.
We all have to date. The whole universe has to date one another.
Straight people aren't monogamous either. That's not part of this.
No, that's true. The entire planet has to be in a polyamorous relationship.
Oh, that's just a mess.
Oh,
okay.
That's a lot.
Did you make a final call on the kiss on the lips there, Joanna?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, no tongue, but like, yeah, I'd be okay with that. I think.
Okay. Well, I think we're still gonna. I'm a hard no on that one, so I think we're gonna call it here then.
Yeah.
This is the scenario we'll put to the audience. We'll say everyone in the world becomes pansexual. Sexuality is no longer an issue that will stop you from dating someone, but. When you do go on a date on a dating app, you can't sort by any means. And after one date, you do have to kiss on the lips before you can turn someone down. Just once.
Oh,
audience,
boy.
Would you take this wish? And are there any other wishes you'd like to hear us break down?
I just realized what I agreed to.
I know. I'm sweating right now.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, shit. I did not think this through.
Oh, no.
Well, that's what we came up with, but we want to hear from you. Your wishes, your thoughts, whether you take this wish or not. You can find us on Twitter at BreakAWishPod, email breakawishpod@gmail.com, join the BreakAWish discussion group on Facebook, and you can support the show by writing a review, telling a friend, or buying a t-shirt on TeePublic. All this information at breakawish.ca. For more Shohana Sharman, you can check out her podcast, Finders Grievers, a happy-ish podcast about grief, and different guests' experiences with grief. For more Trevor Campbell, you can check out his podcast, You Made Me Queer, an accusatory podcast asking queer guests to point at who or what made them queer. There's even an episode with Shohana as the guest. Find both and us on thesonarnetwork.com. This is a Kicks and Giggles Entertainment production, hosted by Maddox Campbell, themed by Matthew Reed, cover art by Justin Langford, and a proud member of the Sonar Podcast Network. More podcasts at thesonarnetwork.com. So, what would you wish for?
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.